Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. I don't believe it, but he's actually in the studio with me for the first time for 2020 and all but the last time for 2020, because obviously the last show for today. But it is the Mayor of Cabon, Kevin Beattie. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Great to be here, as you said, in the studio with you the first time this year, so it's fantastic.
Now, I've got to say, it is the day before Christmas. I suspect you're starting your Christmas shopping today.
Yeah, starting today.
So you're in town nice and early.
Come in town nice and early, yeah.
Good, mate, good. All right, now let's start with... The bridge that's open there, is it the Bangaroo Bridge? Is that how you pronounce it?
That's it. That's correct. On Tuesday, Andrew G, myself and the Mayor of Carrabill West, we headed out to the Bangaroo Bridge, the new Bangaroo Bridge, at over at Canoundra, which is over the Balabria River. So it was fantastic out there to open that new bridge, a $1.5 million project, which is a major link between Cabon and Cowra to the southwest of Canoundra.
Okay, fantastic. Good news there. And Christmas closures, of course. I'm guessing there'll be a bit of a shutdown happening around the Cabon Council offices and depots, etc.
Yeah, that's right, Gilly. So it's important that we mention those closures, obviously. So as of 3 p.m. today, the offices at Molong, Kidal and Canoundra will be closed, and they will be reopening on the Monday, the 4th of January. So all the services are as per normal. Curbside garbage will be collected during the Christmas and New Year period. The waste depots will be closed on the public holidays only. And, of course, if there's any emergencies, please contact the After Hours Emergency number on 63923234.
Okay, all right. And now there's an annual report that's out that's a bit of a recap of how council have gone for the year with regard to spending and improvements and issues that they've had. What can you tell us? What are some of the highlights?
Yeah, look, at our last meeting in December, council passed the annual report for the spending throughout the year. Some interesting statistics on that. So that's on our website. So if people are interested, have a look. But I'd just like to highlight a couple of things. A total of $12.6 million spent on road infrastructure in the local government area of Cabon. So that's not fixing potholes, that's new infrastructure.
Okay, that's important to note the distinction between the two. It's not out there fixing existing roads, it's pushing new roads through, etc.
That's right, that's new bitumen roads and new gravel resheeting. So quite a bit of money spent there on our roads. An interesting stat that came to us at that meeting was 52,247 people visited our pools.
Wow.
So that's an incredible amount of people that just visited the Cabon pools.
Okay, so I'm thinking Molong, Canoundra and Kidal. Are they the pools?
Yeah, Manildra.
Manildra, of course.
Yugara,
yeah.
And Yeovil.
Yeah, right. Fantastic. All right. And I believe there's been a significant amount of money spent on weed spraying, and I would also hazard a guess that that's nothing on what's going to be spent in the next 12 months.
That's exactly right, mate. Incredible $414,000 spent on weeds awareness and weed destruction throughout the Shire. And as you highlighted... This season is incredible for weeds, so I'd suggest that that figure is going to increase into the next budget.
Yeah, I'd say you might be right there, mate. And look, our last chat for the year. Thank you, as always, for keeping us all across what's happening with Cabon. It's a big area, and it must be quite a task as the mayor of it to keep us across everything that's going on there. But thank you, mate. And to you and Sharon, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, thanks, Gilly. Same to you, and a big thank you to you. You do a wonderful job here for the community of Orange and its surrounding areas, and I'd like to thank you and Triple M for getting that message across to the community, and wish all the listeners out there a Merry Christmas and, more importantly, a very safe one.